Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Hello? Hello? I'm not impressed with this place either.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Free Bongo. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny, and I'll be playing music for you mostly from the 60s and 70s, and songs that you may have heard before, and some songs you might not have heard before. Anyway, they're some of my favorites, and hopefully some of yours too. So without further delay, on with the show.
Naked and a dance. Because it's 12 and 60 coming soon, 5 shillings for membership. So 1 o'clock tonight, sir. It's non-stop, it's a continuous show. Stay as long as you like, there's a bar downstairs.
Good evening, one and all. We're all so glad to see you here. We'll play your favorite songs while you all soak up the atmosphere. We'll start with Oval River. Then maybe stormy weather, too. I'm sure you know just what to do. Find the show, good health to you. Please pour another glass in time to watch the cabaret. Your wife will never know that you're not really worth it. Your hostess here is Wendy. You'll find her very friendly too. And we don't care just what you do. Find the show.
You find that you can't make it anymore. We'll put you in a cab and get you safely to the door. Oh, we've got all the answers, and we've got lovely dancers too. There's nothing else you have to do.
On with the show that helps you. Out the door, for now I see you in sorrow, until this time tomorrow, we'll bid you all a fond adieu, I'm wishing a health to you.
And everything's right when I turn off the living room light. Your clothes are old-fashioned, your knuckles are bony, your hair looks a terrible sight. But I don't have to see you the way that you are when I turn off the living room light. When I turn off the living room light, I don't have to see you the way you are when I turn off the living room light. Well, it's not that you are ugly, and I'm not being cruel. It helps me to relax, dear. It helps to keep me cool. Now I am not intending to make you feel ashamed. What's wrong in me pretending? 'Cause you can't help being plain. Your nose may be bulbous, your face may be spotty, your skin may be wrinkled and tight, but I don't want to see you the way that you are. I turn off the living room lights. We don't feel so ugly, we don't feel so draggy, we don't feel so twisted up tight, and we don't feel as ugly as we really are when we turn off the living room lights. When we turn off the living room lights, we don't feel as ugly as we really are when we turn off.
Well, the way they go. Every day, and none of their mamas ever seem to know. Hip, hip, hooray for all the class they show. There's no
that's far over the ocean. There's a man who has got a great notion that he is the world's greatest hope. He's Giovanni Montini, the Pope. Giovanni Battista Montini, he lives in the Vatican. He's Italian, he doesn't use soap. He's Giovanni Montini, the Pope. When atheists try to distract him, he don't even let it upset him. He just makes a sign on his chest, lets his boss man take care of the rest. Giovanni Battista Montini, he lives in the Vaticanini, and he don't even have to smoke dope. He's Giovanni Montini, the Pope. Oh, the sheriff could never subpoena Giovanni Battista Montini, for he knows that he could never quibble with a man who is infallible. Giovanni Battista Montini, he lives in the Vaticanini. He's a Italian, he doesn't eat soap. He's Giovanni Mancini, you know who I mean, the one with the beanie, Giovanni Mancini, the Pope.
That's a spicy meatball.
We started off that first set with the Rolling Stones doing On With The Show from Satanic Majesty's Request, followed by the Kinks with that tender love ballad When I Turn Off The Living Room Lights. That was followed by two of my favorite equal opportunity satirists. First, the late great Frank Zappa doing Jewish Princess and Catholic Girls, followed by Patrick Sky with The Pope from his album Songs That Made America Famous. And if you do have a chance to get a hold of that record, I suggest you do so. You'll be amazed at how many people he can insult in just 35 minutes. But seriously, folks, I would like to thank a couple of people who helped make this podcast possible. First, there's Randy Bone, the former overnight man from WFHB Radio in Bloomington, Indiana, and that veteran podcaster himself, Old Leadfoot. Without their help, this first podcast would have been quite impossible. So you can blame them for this mess, because it's obvious I don't know what I'm doing. And speaking of Old Leadfoot, don't forget to check out his podcasts, which can be located at radiocircus.net. Very worthwhile stuff. You'll enjoy it. Anyway, we'll get back to the music in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
There's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, life's this is for you, and you, and you. For on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. For on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
Scene in general. Bo Diddley was born in Ellis McDaniels in a place called Macomb, Mississippi, about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced the guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go. So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. He began to play the Apollo in Harlem. Good scene there. Everybody raving. One day, one night, came a Cadillac, four headlights. Came a man with a big, long, fat cigar. He said, come here, son, I'm gonna make you a star. Bo Diddley said, what's in it for me? The man said, shut your mouth, son, play a guitar, you just wait and see. Well, Bo made it. And so did the rest of the rock and roll scene along with him. And a white guy called Johnny Otis took Bo Diddley's rhythm and changed it into hand jive. And it went like this. In a little old country town one day, a little old country band began to play. Had two guitars and a beat up saxophone. When the drummer said, "Whoa," those cats begin to roll. Baby, ooh wee, oh oh, ooh la la, that rockin' roll. You hear me? Ooh wee, oh oh, ooh la la, that rockin' roll. Then the U.S. music scene, there was big changes made due to circumstances beyond our control.
such as payola. The rock and roll scene died after 2 years of solid rock. And you got discs like,
Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. And so forth.
About 1 year later, in a place called Liverpool in England, the four young guys with mop haircuts begin to sing stuff like, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog, and so on. A place called Richmond in Surrey, way down in the deep south, I got guys that have long hair down the back singing, I wanna be your lover, baby, wanna be your man, yeah, and all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year, and we were playing at the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown, and the doors opened one night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green, he said, hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material? Jerome said,
where's the bar, man? Please show me to the bar.
He turned around to Dutchess and he said, hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material? She said, I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the gods and all that jam. Well, Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, man, took off his glasses. He said, man, that sure is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life.
Smile. looking at the cover. Whoa, can't you see? Whoa, can't you see? Hey, like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
If you ever plan to motor west, take my way, the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles away. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kings, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this mindless tune, when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Winona, King, Barstow, San Bernardino. Want you get hip to this kind of tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your on Route 66.
I'm
From the top, we heard the Rice Krispies commercial by the Rolling Stones. Yes, the Rolling Stones, from July of 1963, where they recorded that for the BBC. That was followed by the Animals doing the Story of Bo Diddley. After that, we heard the man himself, Bo Diddley, doing You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Good advice there. That was followed by a group called Asleep at the Wheel and their version of Route 66. Nat King Cole did that way back when. We finished that set off with Tulsa Time by Eric Clapton. Well, we have a lot more music for you, so back to it.
Someone's morning begins. The phone in the next apartment is ringing. The man upstairs in the shower is singing loudly. Someone's morning begins. The shadows on his window are thinning. The picture on his dresser is grinning proudly. Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way. Morning again. Somebody else is there. Someone's morning begins. The sound of his razor is humming and whirring. Under the blanket somebody is stirring and talking. Someone's morning begins. I think I can hear him ordering dinner. His steps in the hall are the steps of a winner. Stalking. Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way. Morning again. Somebody else is there. Somebody else is going for glory. Someone else going far. I'm drinking my instant coffee and wondering where you are. Someone's morning begins, and down on the pavement the traffic is roaring. I make more coffee and catch myself pouring one for you. Someone's morning begins. The radio gives me advice with my dishes. I'm tripping myself on the things that I wish I had done for you. Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way. Morning again. Somebody else is there. Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way. Morning again. Somebody else.
Good morning, Mr. Blue. We've got our eyes on you. The evidence is clear that you've been scheming, you'd like to steal away. And while away the day, you'd like to spend an hour dreaming.
What will it take to whip you into life? A broken heart, a broken head. It can be arranged, it can be arranged.
Softly, Mr. Blue, we know what's best for you. We know where your precious dreams will take you. You've got a slot to fill. And fill that slot you will. You'll learn to love it, or we'll break you.
What will it take?
Be careful, Mr. Blue. This phase you're going through can lead you nowhere else but to disaster. Excuse us while we grin. You've worn our patience thin. It's time we showed you who is your master.
What will it take to whip you into life? A broken heart, a broken head. It can be arranged, it can be arranged.
Mr. Blue,
we know what's good for you. Just think of it as sense and not surrender. But never think again that you can ever think again, or you'll get something you'll remember.
What will it take to whip you into life? A broken heart, a broken head. It can be arranged, it can be arranged.
Ba 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 ba
When the still sea conspires in armor, and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters, true sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first animal is jettisoned. Legs furiously pumping their stiff green gallop, and heads bob up. Poise, delicate, pause, consent, in mute nostril agony.
Came out of the last break with Tom Paxton doing an alternate version of Morning Again from the album of the same name, although this was a little different version that was on that record. We followed that with a group called Clear Light doing a very bizarre remake of Tom Paxton's composition, Mr. Blue, from 1967. And Clear Light was a very interesting group. They had a producer who was a bit of a maniac, a lead singer who did a soap opera for 2 years before joining the band, and a lead guitarist who was fresh out of the 82nd Airborne when he joined up. They also had two drummers, an And it was very interesting because if you read the album back in those days, it said, to fully appreciate the spectacular sound of double drumming in clear light, play this record at high volume. That works for me. We followed Clear Light with The Doors from Strange Days, doing Horse Latitudes and Moonlight Drive. And that's the way they had put it together on the album, and that's the way I played it for you. Well, I can see by the old clock on the wall that we're just about out of time. We do have time for one more, and we're going to close the show the way we opened it up. The Rolling Stones, also from that magical year of 1967, doing Something Happened to Me Yesterday.
Something happened to me yesterday. Something I can't speak of right away. Something happened to me. Something also groovy. Something happened to me yesterday.
He don't know if it's right or wrong. Maybe he should tell someone. He's not sure just what it was, or if it's against the law.
Something. Something very strange I hear you say. You're talking in a most peculiar way. But something really threw me. Something also threw me. Something happened to me yesterday.
Yesterday.
He don't know just where it's gone. He don't really care at all. No one's sure just what it was, or the meaning and or cause.
Something.
What kind of joint is this?
Against the law.
Something. Someone says there's something more to pay for sins that you committed yesterday. It's really rather drippy, but something else out. Something happened to me yesterday.
Right. He don't know just where it's gone. He don't really care at all. No one's sure just what it was, or the meaning and the cause.
Something. Across the bay, sitting on a mat about to pray. Isn't half as loony. It's something also groovy. Something happened to me yesterday.
He don't know if it's right or wrong. Maybe he should tell someone. He's not sure just what it was, or if it's against the law.
Something.
Well, thank you very much, and
Now I think it's time for us all to go. So from all of us to all of you, not forgetting the boys in the band and our producer, Reg Thorpe, we'd like to say, God bless. So if you're out tonight, don't forget, if you're on your bike, we're white.
Evening all.